got more bills than money. You know, I can't find a job, man. I got some child support I need to pay. Just came home. Nobody want to give me a chance.
What in the world?
What am I supposed to make?
Help.
And this relationship is going to need somebody to help.
Yeah.
I got victory everywhere, yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I got victory everywhere. Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was Block Writer Miller, and he was my guest last month, and I am still excited about that particular song. I got victory everywhere. Yeah. And we have to realize that we do have the victory everywhere, in every single area of our lives. We have the victory through Jesus Christ. Amen. We are blessed and highly favored of the Lord, and we have to continue to walk in that blessing. Amen. We have to know that we have the power, we have the authority to be victorious in every single area of our lives. So I'm just so excited about what God is doing during the season in the lives of his people. And we have to be proactive. We have to be proactive in having the victory in every single area of our lives. We have to be proactive, knowing that we are truly more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, and that there is nothing impossible for us. Do you hear me on today? There is nothing impossible for you, no matter what you're going through. There is nothing impossible for you. You truly can do all things if you just believe. If you just believe, it's a couple of components of our faith. We have to believe God, and we have to trust God. Then we have to act on that belief and that trust. Amen. So I'm excited about today's broadcast. Welcome to Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. I am really excited. I have a phenomenal guest on today. Ron Henderson is my guest today. He is also known as the Fitness King. He is the author of the book Faith and Fitness. Actually, he has two books, but the one that I read and that I was really, 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 really blessed by is Faith and Fitness. I need to buy the other book and read that, but he also has a new release that we're going to be talking about on today. He just shared with me today some fantastic news that we're going to be sharing with you over this next 45 minutes. And also, he is the Fitness King. He runs a fitness center. He has a television broadcast that he does pertaining to fitness. Pertaining to fitness, and the Lord has allowed my husband and I to meet him while we were here doing radio here on Blog Talk Radio. We were able to meet him, and that was about 10 years ago. He was a blessing to us then, and I believe he's been that voice in the back of my mind that's keeping me from just losing control with my weight and with my fitness, because he said something to me a long time ago that I'm going to be sharing when he comes on the air that has really stuck with me. So if I forget Pastor Anthony, remind me. I want to give God praise and honor for my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who's on the air with us on today. Pastor, do you want to say hello?
Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it. And, Pastor, I'm excited, amen, about the broadcast on tonight. I'm sure the people of God are going to be blessed, and I'm looking forward, amen, to hearing, amen, God tonight.
Amen. Thank you, honey. So grab your wife, grab your kids, grab your husband, amen, and tell them to come on back, because we believe that the whole family should be fit, amen. The whole family should be fit. Ron Henderson, if you're here, just press 1. On your phone so that I can see that you're here. Just press 1 on your phone so that I see that you're here. Amen. So I see you. Amen. So we're going to be bringing him on the air. I want to make an announcement, a couple of announcements just before I bring him on the air. Block Writer. He just heard his song. We got victory everywhere. Yeah. He's having a listening party on June the 20th. It's a listening party and a surprise person party. The ticket price is $10. His fiance is giving the party. And you can go over to Facebook. Go to Facebook and just type in Block Writer 30th Birthday Listening Party. And it will pop up and you'll be able to go over there and go to event price and get your ticket. It's going to be, they changed the venue. I announced it last week that it was going to be in Bloomfield, but they did change the venue. But go on over to Facebook and support that brother. It's a young brother. He's positive. He's working for the kingdom, and he's passionate for Christ. He heard the cut. He said, we have victory everywhere, yay. Yeah, and that's being made manifest in his life. Amen. So go on over and support Block Writer. That's B-L-O-C. That in, and you'll be able to pull up the information for the listening party. If you can't find it, hit me up at Pastor Rebecca on Facebook. Can somebody say Kingdom Alignment? Amen. Kingdom Alignment. Our apostle, Matthew Hillary, it has been traveling in the U.S., and he's just on the beginning. My God, just the beginning of the Kingdom Alignment Crusade. He started in New Jersey, and I tell you, it was the time the Lord showed up in that, in our church, and lives were radically changed by God. Signs, wonders, miracles, and breakthroughs. Manifestation is taking place during the Kingdom Alignment Crusade, so you want to be a part of that. The next one is going to be on the 24th of this month, April the 24th, at New Life Christian Church, Maryland. The host pastor is Bishop Weldon Johnson. And I tell you again, Apostle Matthew Hillary is going to be there, and he's going to be facilitator. The speaker of the Kingdom Alignment Crusade team is going to be there. Our spiritual mom, Pastor Dawn Hillary, who's Apostle's wife, will be there, and it's going to be a powerful time. And Pastor Anthony and I will be there. So we're looking forward to going down to Maryland on the 24th of April. So go over to Apostle Matthew Hillary's Facebook page, and you'll see, or hit up Kingdom Alignment, amen, Kingdom Alignment Crusade on Facebook, and be a part of the movement. My God, God is moving mightily, amen, in the kingdom. So you want to come and be a part of that if you're in the New Jersey area. And New Jersey's only 3 hours from Maryland. Amen. Praise God. Out of the way, I tell you, you want to brace yourself. Brace yourself, because we're getting ready to talk about fitness and the kingdom. If you talk about kingdom alignment, this is a part of what God wants to do in the kingdom. So I'm going to bring my guest on, the fitness king, Ron Henderson. Ron, welcome to Running to Running with Pastor Rebecca.
Well, thank you for having me on the show today, Pastor Rebecca.
Well, you're welcome. Pastor Anthony's here with me also.
Oh, God bless Pastor you, Anthony, God, how are
God
you?
Bless you? I'm doing well. Good to hear your voice again.
Amen. Good to be alive,
amen,
and fit.
Amen, amen.
Well, Pastor Anthony's doing great in this area. I always am the one that needs a little bit of help. But I'm telling you, I'm excited, Ron, because about a month and a half ago, I read your book, Faith and Fitness, and I pray I'm saying the title right, Faith and Fitness. I have it right here on my Kindle. I bought it, Fitness and Faith. I bought it for my Kindle so that I could always have it with me. The title of the book is Fitness and Faith, Fitness and Faith. And I tell you, this book is powerful. I was so excited after I read it that I told you, I sent you a Facebook message and told you I was really excited about it. It got me going again in the right direction. And I just I'm so excited to have you here to share with us some of the highlights from the book, especially since we are kingdom people. So I want you to talk to me a little, talk to us about the book and what motivated you. I know this is, I know we know, but so many people don't know who you are. and they don't know much about you. So why don't you tell us about yourself? Tell us about yourself. Tell us about why you do fitness, what motivated you to write the book, and we'll go from there. Let's start right there.
Sounds good. You know, probably about, I would say, roughly 21 years ago, I actually, it was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and I woke up with the concept to do this book. So I actually, it came into existence 20-some years ago, but I really wasn't released in my spirit to let it go. And I believe that it came from this. I was a Christian person who really in my heart, and God always is looking at your heart, man looks on the outward appearance, God's always looking at your heart. And in my heart, I always wanted to serve the Lord, but when I was very young, I found myself, and even as I got a little older, bouncing around from church to church, from pastor to pastor, all trying to get help in this area that I was struggling with, and that was the lust of the flesh and some of those things. I was being always pulled, and, you know, my spirit was willing, but my flesh was indeed weak. But deep down inside, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I always wanted help. So I would go to these pastors, and they would tell me things, and I would do them for a little bit. Then I would fall away from the Lord. And it wasn't until I actually went through a deliverance service where I actually had deliverance, people praying over me, and really getting in deep in some things that I wasn't able to get the release that I wanted. And saying all that, I realized there are so many people that, you know, they love God, and a lot of these people too, by the way, they're people of faith, and a lot of them are clergy people, pastors, etc. They love God, but they neglect the most valuable thing that they have from the physical standpoint, and that's their body, which houses the temple of the living God. And what they do is they bounce from diet to diet. They bounce from this eating plan to that eating plan. And the correlation with what they do, because in their heart, they do want to feel better, and everybody wants to look better. Let's be honest. You know, if you want your yard to look nice, why wouldn't you want to have yourself look as nice as you possibly can, okay? So I know that people do want to look better, and they really want to feel better. And tying all those things together, a people of faith who are strong spiritually, but every time you turn around, this is what I would notice. They'd be in the prayer line praying for help in the very same areas that if they were to eat better, and if they were to exercise, if they were to take care of those talents that God has placed inside of them, because he has placed different things in all of us according to our abilities. He has given us those gifts. So if they would take those talents and actually make use of them and show respect for their body, which isn't really their body, because it says, what know you not that your body is the temple of the living God, it is not yourself, for you are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in body, mind, and spirit. Right there, he's telling you, it's not yours. It's really our bodies are on loan from God. And I do believe, not to over-talk about this, but I do believe that we will give an account and we're judged on it. So what happens is this. There are tons of pastors out there that are really, really on fire for the Lord, and they're doing great kingdom work. But they're living in poverty health-wise because God is not going to go against what he has stated. All of us will reap what we sow.
Wow. 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 That is so true. And I was looking at the one big lie that you talk about in your book. And you talk about one of the many lies that comes straight from the devil is to convince us that people who work out are too concerned about the flesh. And you said that that's a lie. But you actually say that people who exercise and are thoughtful about taking care of their bodies are really glorifying God.
Amen. Amen. You're glorifying God. And here's the thing. I've had pastors that and by the way, I've never, ever, ever, ever charged a pastor to train with me, okay? The Lord has told me to bless them. And I've had these pastors come, they were out of shape, and they start getting in tremendous shape, and guess what they find? Yes, it is easy to do those two messages or those three messages in that day and not be totally exhausted. because they're doing what they need to do physically. So we're spiritual people, but we're living in a physical world, so to speak, that houses our physical body, and the spirit is inside of us. But we have to, in order for us to function to the fullness of what God wants, we have to be taking care of this body that houses the temple. So again, we can pray all we want, we can fast all we want, but when something happens to us physically speaking, okay, whether it's an accident or something happens and we're rushed off to surgery and all those things, and God can do miracles, and he does, our body's ability to, and hear me when I say this, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, our body's ability to handle that traumatic thing that happens to us will be based on what we have invested into our health. It is no different than when you have a tornado or something. When you have a tornado, most people, you have like insurance. Insurance covers X, Y, and Z. Whatever insurance doesn't cover, what do? You go into your bank account where you have made deposits. You make a withdrawal to handle that. It's the same way physically speaking. When that withdrawal will be made, it will be made on everybody sooner or later, our ability to handle that withdrawal will be based on what we've put into our body. So we have to look at the talents and how they were judged. We're always going to judge. It says, you shall reap. We reap what we sow. And if you look at Galatians, or if you get into, you know, the Hebrew and the Greek and all that stuff, it says, be not delusional. God is not mocked, okay? I mean, it says, don't be delusional about it, okay? Every single one of us, which is kind of neat, actually, from the standpoint that he's an equal opportunity. You know, he handles everybody the same way. Talk about equal opportunity. I mean, God treats everybody the same way. Rich or poor, every single one of us is going to reap what we sow. So if you want to reach your full potential spiritually, this is what I tell people. Honestly, hear me when I say this. Start taking care of what God has given you. If you can walk, walk. If you can run, jog a little bit. If you're in a wheelchair, don't look at that and say, oh, I can't do anything. Because, yes, you can do something. Do the best that you can for where you're at.
Amen. Amen. So basically what you're saying is we have to exercise.
We have to. We have to. You really can't afford not to, because the reality is our bodies were designed a certain way. He's given us these gifts, okay? But he expects us to take care of them, okay? You have a car, you have to take care of your car. There's no difference. If you don't put oil in your car, eventually, it's going to, you know, stop on you. Our bodies are the same way. If we don't drink enough water, if we don't eat properly, if we have more weight on our body than our bodies were designed to carry, which is really common among a lot of churches, because you always have those pot dinners and all those kind of things. And we all love God, or at least we're striving to keep improving in that era of our life. But guess what happens when we sit down? We all have a tendency to overeat. And so when that tendency comes and you do eat a little bit more, when you've been exercising, at least you have more to burn off those calories. Is that making sense?
That makes a lot of sense, because, you know, you're thinking that a lot of people think that dieting is enough, you know, because you figure that if you cut back on the calories, go on one of these diet programs, then that will be enough to maintain the weight, to get the weight off and to maintain the weight. But what I'm hearing, what I've read in your book, is that dieting is not enough. And diet, actually, to go on a diet is not the way to do this. It's not the way to take care of the temple.
No, it's lifestyle. And I remember doing a seminar, and I said it very quickly, and you might have heard this before. I said, the best diet, and I tell people, get your pens, die flesh. I say it real quick, die flesh, die flesh. And nobody hears it. Then I say, diet of the flesh. That's the best program. It says, the Bible talks about, let your moderation be known unto man. We're supposed to be moderate with whatever we do. So if you decide that tonight, guess what? If you decided tonight, I want to go down to the store and I want to buy me a little small container of my favorite strawberry Haagen-Dazs ice cream, okay? And I buy it maybe twice a year, the little tiny bottle for $4.99. That's my treat for me, okay? Now, sugar isn't great for all those things, but again, everything is about moderation. Don't feel like you're sinning. And when I talk about one of the biggest lies is, it's because people have been conditioned to feel that it's fleshly and all. It's only fleshly if that's you're so in love with yourself. You shouldn't be in love with yourself. It's about respecting yourself. So don't listen to what the devil says, because he'll have you walking around in poor health. He'll have you, and I still haven't been sick in, what is it now, 35 years or whatever. I refuse to receive that. So I walk in that. Not because I have an attitude, but I believe that I'm just believing what the Bible says. So it's working.
Let me interject there. Rob, can I interject there? You said you haven't been sick in 35 years. Can you tell the listening audience how old you are?
Well, May 15th, I'll be 61.
Wow. 61. And you have not been sick in 35 years, not a head cold, anything.
Well, I don't know what a cold is. When you say head cold, and this is what I tell people, and hear me when I say this. A couple weeks ago, I started coughing, and somebody says, oh, you got a cold. I haven't got no cold. I walked in the room, and all of a sudden, I started coughing. I walked out of the room, I didn't cough. There's something blowing around in the vents, okay? And it causes an irritation. So one thing I always talk about, do not let a cough that happens turn into a cold, because if you're pouring pepper on something that you're about to eat and you pour too much pepper, it will make you sneeze. And if somebody walks in the room right after that and they hear you sneeze three times, what are they going to say? I hope you're not coming down with anything. Well, you're not coming down with nothing. It was the pepper. And people are so quick to want to grab onto this sickness. Their friend has the flu. Their friend's nose is running. So the next day they wake up and they have a little sniffle. And the first thing they say is the last thing they should even be thinking about. You know what? I bet I caught that joker's nose cold or whatever it is. They shouldn't even, don't even look at that. Don't receive it.
Right. Amen.
And if you do it, the more you practice, pastors here, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca, the more you practice this, what's really neat about it is you get better and better at it.
Yes.
You get better at it.
It's so powerful what you're saying. You're saying to us is what we say to the congregation, you know, but pertaining to everything else. But you're saying don't leave out your body. Don't leave out your fitness. Don't leave out your health. We're telling people, yes, you can have prosperity. You can have a car. You can have peace in your mind. You can have joy. You can have the victory over every trial that comes your way. You can meet your goals in life and live the life that you want. But we are neglecting, and I'm a pastor, I'm a preacher, and I raise my hand, amen, the pastor has his hand raised. We are neglecting to tell the people that you can prosper and be in good health, even
as
your soul prospers. And that's what you're teaching, and that's what you're preaching, and that's what your book is talking about, and your book is giving us the revelation. You have to read this book to get the fullness of what we're talking about on today, because you're opening up the mindset to say, look, do not leave your body out, because you can't enjoy the money if you're sick. If you can't enjoy the money if you're too tired.
Right, and it's not really, I don't think it's, if you're sick all the time too, people say, well, what's going on with you? People always say that. I mean, you have to have faith, so you have to take what you're hearing in church, apply it to yourself. I mean, I remember preaching a sermon, it was titled In Search Of, and that's a sermon, honestly, that it has never left me, because I know the next time that I preach, and I haven't preached that sermon probably in 5 years, I know that I'm supposed to release it again, because when I talked about in search of, everybody's in search of different things. Maybe they're in search of making their marriage stronger. Maybe they're in search of saving their marriage. Maybe they're in search of raising their kids better. Maybe they're in search of more money. Maybe they're in search of more health. Maybe they're in search of building a bigger church, or whatever they call a better church, or whatever it is. Or maybe they're in search of doing all these things in search of. You have to remember this. In your search of, remember that God has to be number one in your life. He has to be number one in your life. So in anything that you sacrifice, okay, that you put before God, you will find yourself ultimately, check it out, losing it. That's just how it works.
That's how it works.
And on the surface, you may think that it looks good because you see people doing X, Y, and Z. It always, you reap what you sow. Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, it always comes back on you. Always.
Yes. I agree. Yes.
So when you're seeking in search of, make sure that the Lord, and here's the thing, if you're trying to save your marriage, that's really important. But if it becomes so important that you're so consumed with it that your mind is taken off God and that becomes your priority and not God, you've lost something here. So people have to draw themselves back and say, what is the main thing I should be focusing on? One of the verses I like is in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not onto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So with that, with the not getting sick, with the not having bad days, and people don't like it when I say that, it's because of those verses, because what I do is no matter what happens, I take a deep breath, I might shed a tear. But it doesn't produce a bad day. It's just a moment in the day. There's peace. There's tranquility because you have to just keep going to God. And people hear that, but honestly, the more you do it, the easier it gets. Make sense?
Amen. It does. It really does make a lot of sense. And when I think about it, I'm hearing the Lord will direct your path even in the area of your eating, your exercise,
Amen.
Your body. Your health.
Amen.
And a lot of us, a lot of people listening, I see the switchboard is full, people are listening. A lot of people who are listening now, we know that we are lacking in this area. This is the one. Ron, why is this the one area that we know that we're lacking in, but we refuse to get on point with?
Well, you know, I mean, some people would make this analogy. They would say everything started with food. Look at Adam and Eve, okay? There's a temptation there with the apple. Everything starts with that. When you look at James, I think, 4:17, it says, him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Most people, and hear me when I say this, most people know how they should eat because we are bombarded literally all the time on the internet and on TV. People know how they should eat, but it's the will. And see, the devil, okay, Satan will have people doing this and doing that, and they're thinking, no, I can't control myself. Or they've got to the point that they're so overweight, they come under condemnation, which is the least thing they want to do. They feel condemned. Then they won't do anything. The devil wants you to feel condemned. He wants you to feel like there's no way out. This is how you're supposed to be. This isn't how you're supposed to be. We're supposed to walk in fullness and health. That's how we're supposed to be, okay? Whatever we have, like I said, maybe I have a stepdaughter who's in a wheelchair, and I tell her all the time, get out there, go around the block, be active, because the Christian men that I know, and I know several of them, by the way, that are in wheelchairs, man, you should see their countenance. You wouldn't even know that they're in a wheelchair. They're in great shape. They're in great shape spiritually and physically, because what they're doing is they're taking the gifts, because he gives them according to our abilities, and they're applying those gifts, all right? So they're moving their arms. They're moving what they can move, all right? And they feel better because of it, and they do look better too because it just kind of goes with it. But do not come under condemnation. If you're feeling that way, go to God, say, I'm sorry. People actually need to repent and just start over basically and ask the Lord to lead them because he'll help you. And when you think about taking that thing that you know you shouldn't eat, it's the same. It's like any other. Sin is sin. And the more you practice, I remember Chuck Swindoll said this. He said, you know what, I'm not sinless. He said, but I sin less. And as they keep working on this, they'll do better with their eating. They'll do better with their exercise. And then all of a sudden now, when they're standing up in church and they're praising the Lord, they don't have to sit down after two songs because they're too tired. Make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
They can keep their hand up and praise the Lord longer. I'm serious about all this.
But I know, but there's a question too, you know, as we get older, you know, a lot of people will say that they have a hard time losing the weight. I was just talking to one of my girlfriends over the weekend, and she's 50. She just turned 50. And she said she just turned 55. And she said she's having a hard time losing weight now. And that's becoming frustrating for her because she works out. She exercises almost every day. But her frustration is that she's having a harder time losing weight. And then I'll talk to people, even like my mom, my mother, who says that she's working out, she's exercising, but she's still not losing weight. As a matter of fact, it seems like the weight is, you know how you get that bulge around your middle? It moves from the bottom to the top and back to the bottom. You know, it just moves around. What do you say to people like my friend and my mom who want to work out and are making the effort, but now they're feeling like it's no use because it doesn't look like it's doing any good?
Okay, first of all, and that's why when you read other books and read books like Fitness and Faith, balancing the scales talks about balancing your scales. You have to have balance. So not knowing exactly what those people are doing, I'm gonna just speak generally. Okay, generally speaking, when I've never had anybody that can't lose weight, that can't shape their body at 65, that can't put muscle on at 68, okay? I've never seen it with people that I've trained. When most people that talk about they can't lose weight, they have these things that they're doing like at 10 o'clock at night, and it's called M&Ms. It's called malted little balls, okay? It's called these high-fat products like ice cream. People tell you one thing, but most people aren't deliberate enough to really go to the 5-6 small meals a day. And when you're doing weight-bearing exercises and short and you add intensity to your workouts with weights, you're burning more calories just sitting there. Now, there are some people that because of hormonal and different things like this, it may be a little bit harder for those, but that's more a rarity. Most people, if you lift weights, you get more muscle on you, okay? You will be burning more calories just sitting or standing. So people have to up their aerobic activity. They need to do that anyways, health-wise. Do weight-bearing exercises. Then they need to start eating those small meals. They can't talk about it. Now, I think it'd be great if everybody listening right now, if they would give me a key to their house and I could come in there with a bag and check their cupboards, we'd have fun. Okay?
You're not coming to my house.
But we'd have fun because I could open up the cupboard. And you know what happens this time of year? People start doing the spring cleaning. They start cleaning their garage. And I said it on the show today. I said, they need to clean out those cupboards and get rid of the chocolate cake. Get rid of all that stuff. People are overeating. And they're not being truthful. Trust me, they're being truthful. Because, and if they're working out as much as they say they're working out, if you're consuming more calories than you're burning off, it's hard to lose weight that way too, by the way. All right?
Yeah.
So you got to look at what people are doing. So I would encourage people to start speaking life to their situation. And I'm just going to say this quickly and I'll get off this. The reason that it's easier for me to learn multiple languages at the same time at 61 is because I said it's easy for me to learn these things. I say my memory improves every day. This is biblical, and it works, but you have to just start where you're at and start speaking the positive. Anybody listening right now, Fitness and Faith is about balancing your skills in all of these areas. Start telling yourself you can do it, because if you move, if you can move, you can improve. And don't look at it and say, well, don't check your weight every week and get all that other stuff. Just start taking care of what God has given you. Make sense?
Amen. Just do it. Just do it. Just exercise. And I think another thing that I think I believe I learned from your book is that it's not about the scales. Your balance in the scales is not so much about the scales as it is about doing it. You know, doing it, exercising, eating the right meals. Even if you never.
And that's why I said don't check. That's why I said don't check your weight every week and all that stuff. Don't get locked up into that. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't get caught up in it. Well, every week I got to check my weight every week. It was 180. Now it's 179. Now, don't get caught up in that. Do what you're supposed to do. Try to eat about every 3.5 hours. That's going to keep your energy flow where it should be, okay? So you're not going to get the ups and down and all those kind of things. And that's going to help you. And a lot of these people, what they're going to have to do is start preparing on a Saturday night or Sunday night, making those little small meals, putting them aside. Why? Because they value their health. If you believe in tithing, what are you going to do? You're going to take that 10% and you're going to put it there so that you can put it in church because you need to give to the Lord every week. People need to do the same thing for themselves with exercise. They need to take care of what the Lord has given them. They need to show that they're honoring what God. Because, again, remember this. All of our bodies are on loan. At any single time, He can decide we're gone. And I've had people ask me this too, by the way. They say, well, what about these people? And all of a sudden, you know, and I said, I understand that. People, the Lord takes people. That's what he does. But let me say this, because this is extremely important. While we are living on planet Earth, what do you want the quality of your physical life to be that handles the spirit of the living God? Physical world, physical bodies, but we're spirit people. We die, we go to heaven, or we go depending on where we are and what our beliefs are, okay? You know, some people, if they don't believe in God, you know, there's other places, you know, there's a place for them, okay? But while we're living on planet Earth, we have to remember this, that we need to take care of what we have. You'll be going to the prayer line less for physical things. Make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that's it. And that's why I tell you I love you and what you do, because you are the voice that God has sent into the kingdom to tell us that we need to take care of these physical bodies. The Bible tells us, do we not know that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit? And if we destroy our bodies, the Lord will deal with us. He will destroy us. So we have to either we believe the Bible or we don't. And we have to really, you know, spiritual giants, but in this area, we have some growth. We have a lot of growth that needs to be done. That's
Amen.
Why I'm recommending your book. That's why I wanted you to come and talk to the listeners and just be that voice. It's crying out in the wilderness, you know, of obesity and of ill health. You know, not being in good health, crying out, telling us to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and we do need to repent and turn from our bad eating habits. But, you know, a lot of people, I want to, if anybody has a question for Ron, you can press 1, or you can call in. I know a lot of people are listening to the internet. You can call in to 646-652-4832. And we'll put you on air. Pastor Anthony right away said he has a question. If anyone else has a question, just press 1, and we'll put you on the air. Don't hesitate to press 1. Ron will answer your question. Pastor Anthony, I'm going to give it over to you.
Yes, God bless you. I'm so being blessed by tonight's program. It's just been edifying and educating for me. Now my question is this. I'm a pretty fit guy, but as far as the consistency, we have the elliptical, we have free weights in our home, we have all the cardiovascular, you know, workout things that my wife and I do sometimes. And here in New Jersey, the weather's starting to get nice, and we're going to start working out again. And we're more motivated because now the more clothes are coming off and more will be revealed. Now, at the outset, you said about the lust issue is sometimes, as far as it relates to men, you went to church, you heard the preached word, then you finally came across a deliverance ministry and got a breakthrough. That is a wonderful testimony, because I believe there's such a spiritual aspect of what you're talking about tonight. You're not saying in a negative sense while people find themselves in a prayer line, but I know prayer can get us on point to eat better, to exercise more consistently, to do the things that we know to do. The spirit is willing, the Bible says, but the flesh is weak. And
Amen.
As you said, there are temptations all around us, fast food restaurants all around us. There are things that these bodies, the living foods and the vegetables and the salad, sometimes they're not as accessible
or desirable.
But as he's saying tonight, we got to stop making excuses.
Wow.
And that's why I'm getting to my point, but I'm taking a long way. Like you said, over 30 years of being healthy and not sick, did prayer help you with this discipline of exercising, eating? Or is it simply, let us just do what we know we need to do? The disciplines will come, as you said, the more you practice, the more you perfect it.
You know, I think if, you know, iron does sharpen as iron, so connect with people who believe the things that you're looking for as well. You know, connect with those people, because iron sharpens as iron, and, you know, one person makes another person stronger. But I look at it and I say that it's kind of, what are you really desiring in life? You know, physically and spiritually, all those kind of things. And you have to look at that. And sometimes maybe you're going to – some people might have to fast, okay, if they're really seeking a breakthrough. Because when I talk about people running to the prayer line, what I'm saying is these people that always have certain issues, I'm not putting them down. What I'm trying to say is a lot of these people, it just requires them to take care of what God has given to them. And for me, when I see people like that, I'm never putting anybody down. It actually saddens me. Because I know the quality of life that they would have. I know that the happiness that they would have because they would feel better. I know the energy that they would have. So I'm saddened. And, you know, my mission, I don't care if somebody's 10 years of age, which is why I wrote the other book. I don't care if they're 90 years of age. If you can move, you can improve. So people have to just make a determination, okay, a determination, okay? Go to the Lord and say, hey, I haven't respected what you have given me. I haven't respected. Whatever it is, I haven't respected this. And Lord, I confess it right now. I repent of it, and I'm asking you to help me to do the things that I need to do so that I can be a living example of what it means for somebody to actually have Christ flowing through them and out of them. Because people will look at your actions. And there's people on TV, like I said before, who are very well known, and people will say, well, this person here, they were like 180 pounds overweight, and they lived quite a long time, and this is what I tell people, and hear me when I say this, audience. When you're doing kingdom work, God, a lot of times, and he'll do it even if you're not, but he seems to give people that are really on fire for the kingdom of God, he gives them grace. But I really haven't seen him go against his laws of sowing and reaping. So what happens is that person, they're saving souls, and that's great, and that's wonderful, okay? That's wonderful. But physically speaking, that person is having all these heart issues. Why? Because they're 180 pounds overweight, because he's not going against what his principle is. Is that making sense?
They're going to the hospitals and doctors, yes.
Yes, that's making a lot of sense. Because and then another thing is, that's not a good representation of what we're preaching when we're overweight,
exactly.
When we're in bad health. You know, we're saying one thing, but we're not practicing what we preach. So it's just so important. And then you can have a thin person with health issues also. A thin person can be on all kinds of medication, high cholesterol, high blood pressure. So it's not about, like you said, it's not about the scale. It's about the vessel, taking care of the temple and making sure we're in optimum health. And that's the scripture. I can't believe time is moving so fast. That's the scripture. If the man knows what to do and does not do it, it is sin. And when you gave me that scripture from James 10 years ago, it saved me about and I'm like, oh my God. And it still is the same scripture that convicts me over and over again that not taking care of my temple is sin. And we have to hear that on today. People don't want to hear the word sin, but not taking care of your body, not taking care of your health. Sin, and you need a revelation. Ron talked about that in his book, that we need a revelation. And he also says, Ron, you talk about the fact that our minds and our words will work against us. So I tell you, get the book. You have to, everybody listen, you have to get the book, Fitness and Faith by Ron Henderson. He is the fitness king, and I'm telling you, this is the book that we're speaking from on tonight. It's not a diet book. There's a question, I believe we talked about it earlier, do diets work? And I believe we already concluded, Ron, do diets work? Diets don't work.
No, diets don't work. You know, in a lot of the stuff I talk about, too, the reason It's made so people can easily receive it because the Lord gave it to me, and it's so important. And it's like, I'll say this again, if you have to fast, because you know you'll hear preachers say this all the time. They'll say, oh, there's no temptation taking that such as common to man, but God with that temptation will give you a way to escape. Okay, now take this, preachers, take this congregants, take this worship leaders, take this ministry leaders. Take this, members of the church, and apply it to how you take care of what you have. Because in that era, people just kind of throw it out with the baby in the bathwater, so to speak. Okay? All of a sudden, it doesn't apply. there is, you know, the Bible, I know, and like in Romans, it talks about, for we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yes, we have. And that's why, like I said, I'm not condemning anybody. But what I want people to do, I want people to actually enjoy the quality of life that I enjoy physically speaking. I want people not to feel like just because five people in the office had the flu and you wake up and your stomach's bothering you, I don't want you to say, oh, you know what, I probably got the stomach flu. I want you to wake up and say, I feel my stomach. I'm going to eat less today. I must have ate too much last night. You're not acknowledging it other than the fact that you might have eaten too much. See the difference, though? Don't put sickness on you. Don't put it on you, and that's what most people do. They put it on, though. I'm saying most people, not everybody. Sometimes things happen. I got it. But even that again, your body's ability to handle whatever it is that's coming at you can be directly related to how well you've taken care of it or not taken care of it. Prayer works, but the Lord still expects you to do your part. Is this making sense?
This is making a lot of sense. It really is. And even in the last 10 minutes, I want to, again, encourage people. Look, you've heard it. I wanted Ron to come to the TV here, hear him, and hear the spirit of from which he's speaking. This man is 61 years old, and his father, I believe your father's in his 80s.
He's 88 now?
your father is 18. And your father is probably as good as you do or better. I thought it was your dad. And you both look phenomenal. You both look so fit. I mean, my God, you look like you're in your 30s. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. And you hear him and you hear his energy. You hear the life of vitality speaking through him. This book that we're talking about on today, Fitness and Faith, Balancing Scales by Ron Henderson, is a powerful tool for the kingdom. There are seven chapters, Balancing the Scales, Blessed and Equipped, Supercharged, Mind, Word, and Body, Capturing the Vision, Cleaning House, and Pray It Forward. A 7-minute fit party, so that's the 8th chapter. He actually gives us some exercises to do, and it's not about it's just about the application, speaking positive words to yourself, taking care of your temple, doing what you can. He just said it in the past hour. So get the
okay. You're breaking up just a little bit too, just so you know, just a little bit. Okay?
Oh.
Yep. Yeah, you go to Amazon.com for Fitness and Faith, Balancing the Scales. And if you also want to follow me, they can also follow me on The Fitness King on Twitter. And if they want to get a really informative newsletter, and this is all free, by the way, the newsletter, they just go to fitnessking.com and they click on the newsletter link, and that comes out every other week. And that's loaded with, like some good food, you know, meals that are already set up for you and different things, how to cook this and that, plus fitness tips. That's available as well. And also they could, if they want to befriend me on Facebook, they could do that as well because I put a lot of the shows, motivation that I have on TV and then winning workouts, a lot of those clips I also put on Facebook as well, and that's under Ron Henderson as well.
Okay,
that's wonderful information, and I'm sure our listeners are going to get that information, and it's just going to be a win-win, I'm sure. For those who are listening tonight, again, we had a full switchboard, and also people listen to our archives weekly. Now, we have about 7-8 minutes left, but people go to personal trainers, we go to fitness doctors, and we come to people like you. Can you just share, before we even go off the air tonight, just some highlights or some points that could just kind of get us convicted enough? Because sometimes we hear something, and faith coming by hearing through the word of God, we understand that. But maybe you can just leave us with something, as you have been doing this, like you said, for over 20-some-odd years, some just words of wisdom or principles that we can put into practice immediately even as the new season is coming in.
Okay. Now I'm going to do that. I'm gonna probably respond maybe differently than what you thought I would respond. You know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart from that. The latest book that I came out with for kids, okay, it's called Mason's Backyard Workout. The reason I came up with that is because it's hard for a lot of people to make the transition when they're 50 and 60 when they've neglected their most valuable asset all this time. So as grandparents, as fathers and mothers, I believe like mother like daughter, it's imperative that we start taking our kids off the iPads. And I see kids on iPads. They're 3 and they're on an iPad, okay? Get them exercising early on. And that's why that book was written, because I want parents to read to their kids so kids see exercise not as exercise, but they see it as movement, as they see it as enjoyment, as they see it as fun, and things that can help them in all areas of their life. So I would encourage people to say, if you got, you be an example right now. Start, if you have grandkids, take them for walks, get them talking about the importance of exercise and just movement and how fun it is and all those other things. And then on another end, spiritually speaking, you know what? Honestly, think about maybe going on a fast, okay? And I say this, and when I say this to preachers sometimes, people get really quiet, and we're all different. So I need the audience to really listen to this one when I make this statement. When you fast, you totally are just letting go of yourself, giving everything to the Lord. Everybody's different. I personally would not ever preach anywhere without fasting at least a day minimum. Usually it's 2 days. And the reason I do that is I need to remove myself from the equation, because I'm nothing without God. I need to lift him up. I need to decrease as he increases. And one of the best ways to do that is to fast. So if you're seeking to make these changes physically speaking, think about fasting. Pray about it. Maybe he wants you to just fast, maybe do a fruit fast that day. Maybe he says he wants you to do 2 days. You know, you got all kind of fasts in the Bible, Daniel fasts and a whole lot of things. Maybe he wants you to fast TV for a week, whatever it is. But if you make a determination to do these things for the Lord, okay, be intentional about it. Pray and ask the Lord what he would have you do. Then follow through with that, and I think that you would find it may helping you to make those changes. And then always you can go back to that verse, lean not on your own understanding. Trust the Lord with all your heart, okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. I mean, I love that verse. I think it's powerful. I think it's pivotal that you let him direct you. And certain exercises, Pastor Anthony, will work better for you. Certain exercises will work better for Pastor Rebecca. So I tell people, do what you can do consistently that you know that you can do, whatever that is. What will you do consistently? Then do that. If you know your walk every day consistently, do that. Okay? If you know your bike, do that. If you know your bike and walk, do that. You have to do, and everybody has to do, really, what works for them. With all that said and done, it is still important that you get weight-bearing exercises in for ligament strength, bone density, and you're going to be burning more calories even just sitting behind the pulpit or behind the pews. Okay?
Amen. Amen. That is just great. Fantastic. Ron, I'm just so blessed. What I'm going to do is read your book again, because I believe repetition is the mother of all learning, and need to have a refresher course, because, you know, we get off track and we get busy, and sometimes we feel like we're too busy to exercise, and we think we can eat right, and then we slip in that area too. But we have to keep going back. Like you said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So I'm going to read your book again. I'm also recommending that everyone else read your book. And not only that, but you have other books there. You have Fitness Economics.
Fitness Economics, that's for people that are thinking so much about their finances.
Exactly. Fitness Economics. And I don't know if this one is still available. What is it worth for you to be?
Yeah. What is it worth to become physically fit is out there, but I don't recommend it. A publishing house did that book. Okay? Fitness and Faith, Fitness Economics, Fitness and Faith, Balancing the Scale, Mason's Backyard Workout. That was all inspired. That was all God-led. Okay? I would never use a publisher again because I don't feel that the Lord wants me to do that, because you have to put out what the Lord wants you to put out, then that will have the effect it's supposed to.
Amen. So those are the books that we recommend, Fitness and Faith, Fitness
yep.
Economics, and Mason's Backyard Workout, Mason the Mouth. And that looks like a really good book, volume one. So that means that there are other books coming for children. Rocker,
there's two more coming. Yeah, it's a part of a series. Yes, it's part of a
yes,
series. There's two
exactly.
more coming.
Amen. Congratulations for writing for our children. So
thank you.
Pastor,
yep.
Amen. Amen.
We do we have 20 seconds so I can say one thing quickly?
And Pastor wants to say something to you too.
Okay, go ahead.
Anthony, so. We have 20 seconds. Hold on. I'm going to give you the pass to Anthony.
Yeah, we're going to let you have the final remarks, but I just want to commend you on caring enough about this next generation. Even as you were talking, I understand even the necessity of our technology that we have, and a lot of the young people are to the place where they don't exercise like maybe we did. I grew up playing football, baseball, basketball, riding bikes.
Amen.
And we stayed mobile. But as you said, a lot of the technology and a lot of the things that we have available to our youth today keeps them in the home and away from exercising and movement. So I commend you on putting something out there towards the parents that will help their children at an early age to get out and motivated and moving.
Amen.
So that's
Thank
all
you.
I wanted to say for that, because as pastors, we break a lot of generational curses, or try to anyway. And if you can
Amen.
Cut it off at an early age, it is a blessing.
Amen.
So you do have the
Amen.
Final remark.
Okay, thank you. No, that was good. That was good. And the only thing I wanted to say when Pastor Rebecca was talking about reading the book again, I'm a member of Endurance Church, and Pastor Dawn, when she was going through her delivery, she read Fitness and Faith, Balancing the Scales, and then afterwards, she loved it so much, she's read it twice, and she uses it now as her daily devotional. And I was blessed to hear that she loved the book that much, that's what she does for her devotional now.
Yes, amen, amen. That is a great idea. I believe I'm going to do the same, because it's like having you as my personal trainer right here with me, and I can use it as a daily devotional. So we will definitely, Pastor and Anthony and I both will both be reading the book.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we do have a study guide coming along with that eventually. Okay, there's going to be a study guide so people can do home groups themselves all over the world. So,
not only home groups, but church groups. Please get that study guide out. Get it out, because we're going to be using that in churches all across the United States and abroad. Get the study guide out. It's not been done. It's much needed, and you are anointed for this assignment.
Well,
so
you.
I'm
thank
looking
you.
Forward to that study guide. I am really looking forward to it. We're going to use it in our church, and because several people come to me and say, Pastor, I need to lose weight. So we're looking forward to that. Ron, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
You.
I'm honored. I appreciate Pastor Anthony. It's great talking to you again. It's been years. And Pastor Rebecca, it's great.
Yes, yes, and we want you to, when you get the study guide, come on back, and come back anytime. Let me know, say, Pastor Rebecca, let me come on back and talk to the people about fitness some more, and we want you to know that we appreciate you and everything that you do. Listen, for anybody who's listening, get this information for your churches. Get this information, pastors, all pastor friends who are listening, get this information for yourselves. You have shared with us that you struggle. We all have some struggles in this area, but we don't struggle anymore because we have the victory in this area, and we are more than conquerors over our health and our fitness, and we are getting fitter every day. We declare it in the name of Jesus. How's that, Ron?
Amen. Amen. Exactly. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
course.
Thank you again.
Amen. God bless you. Contact Ron Henderson on Facebook. Just go over to Facebook. It's just that simple. Look up Ron Henderson. Connect with him. Be his friend on Facebook. Connect with him. Find out about the TV show. You can listen to the archives, blogtalkradio.com/power. God bless you, Ron, and we'll be talking to you.
We'll talk again. May you both be blessed in your ministry, okay? In the name
you
of Jesus,
too.
Be blessed.
You.
Thank you.
God bless you for taking time out of your busy schedule, and we were blessed by tonight.
Amen.
No problem. I was honored, okay? Thank you again. All right, talk to you again. Okay. All right, goodbye now. Thank you. Okay.
Amen. Well, listening audience, there you have it. That was Ron Henderson, the Fitness King. Go over to his website, The Fitness King, www.fitnessking.com. www.fitnessking.com, and also connect with him on Facebook. Just go and do a search for Ron Henderson, or you can search for Fitness King, and you will find him there as well. So God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. We pray that you have been blessed, and we will see you next week. Tune in next week at 7 o'clock. And remember, when you take care of your temple, you are giving God.
Lift your worship.
Be well. Everything I need is where.